But I'm sure that Doctor Strange happens to have a particular spell and or bauble that specifically stops Apocalypse, because this one time he spent 15 years traveling in the Tibetan mountains to learn about the history of Apocalypse and how... Because that's how Doctor Strange was.
That's true.
So... Like right now?
Like right now.
Are you ready?
Oh, I don't keep asking me that, and now I'm like worried that I'm not ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Weren't you gonna get a microphone? This is Sitsock.
Hi everyone, I'm Kyle.
Kendrick, give us money to Highball.
Just anybody.
Oh, I gave money to Highball. So it sounds like I might be getting up and then also continuing to get down with the sickness. You mothers.
So he's gonna have his wonderful boyfriend voice today.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Exactly. Well, I, on the other hand, am finally not sick with something.
Yeah, I've been sitting in the house of the rising sun. No.
The Nurgle's throne of filth?
Yeah. All four of my housemates had this cough of death thing. And I'm sitting in the middle like, I'm the force is with me. I'm the force, the force is with me. And, nope. It's like... And then I've been staying up too late, getting up too early, et cetera, et cetera.
Dude, you gotta get those Z's in, man.
I know, and I know it, but then I don't do it. And then,
I know it, but no.
But it's okay, because it's the work week end day of the weekend beginning.
And thanks to the generous and awesome, history of Martin Luther King, we get a 3-day weekend.
Which?
So, Martin Luther King, I don't care about everything else you've done, but thanks for the free day off.
Okay. I mean, that would have been the preceding week for all of our listeners. We didn't work the Monday that you're hearing this.
We don't ever really work.
I don't know why I have a job. But it is payday today.
It is payday today, which makes me happy. So now I can go spend all my money on all the bills I have.
Yeah! Same.
Adulting is fun when you do it with...
Paying off all of the... all of the holiday stuff that hit.
So, folks.
So, can we monetize this podcast yet so I can pay off some stuff?
Well, I've made $12.99, wink, wink, off of...
I don't think you're supposed to talk about that stuff directly on the podcast.
Oh.
Off of sexual favors that you...
Oh, not off sexual favors, no. Off of AdWords. So, we have totaled, for our entire site...
$1 a year?
Yeah.
Or $1 a month
it's
for
like 50 cents a year. I think this whole site's been around for about... 2 years, so I guess. But I only started doing AdWords about a year and a half ago.
Well,
so.
Everybody, we're not gonna take today to talk about how to monetize the podcast.
Yeah,
or
because
vlog,
we haven't
suck
done
at
it. Yeah,
so we're gonna go ahead and cruise on past that one. It's probably gonna be another Star Wars thing.
Just like kind of like.
I'm just saying it. Are we doing it?
Well, let's do it.
I'm not against it. I'm just sound like I'm a belligerent person.
So I couldn't tell. I'm gonna do. Let's spend a little bit of time talking about unfounded Star Wars rumors.
Unfounded Star Wars rumors.
Like the one. If anything, anybody's seen.
I'm just
gonna
repeat what
sure.
you say in that sexy voice.
Okay.
Oh yeah, unfounded Star Wars.
That was a lot more than okay. Okay. There was a screenshot for, like, Han Solo, A Star Wars Story. I don't know if you saw that.
I have not seen a screenshot for Han Solo,
A Star Wars Story. It was more like a... It was kind of like a weird poster ad thing. Where it had Chewie and young Solo. Like,
remember, we talked about this the other day, and we should talk about it again here. I don't hang out in the same weird, spoilery groups of people you do.
No, but you do see... You do have a girlfriend who is obsessed with the milieu. So, like,
that's true.
I feel like you probably see some of the same stuff I do.
Okay, that's valid. I'll give you that one.
So it's fair that you haven't seen it, because I don't know if it was real. But I think... I thought I'd heard at one point they were making a Boba Fett movie, too. And
Boba Fett.
I like the idea of them releasing external to main storyline Star Wars content in the theaters.
That excites me in a lot of ways.
So, like, I'm all for it. You guys, Disney, keep doing your thing.
Disney, give us money.
Give me canon. I will eat it like candy.
Canon candy.
Canon candy cannons.
Candy by canon. Could have gone there, but I decided not
candy
to.
Candy Mountain, Charlie.
No.
Oh, no? You want to do that?
We're not doing it. We're not doing a Charlie the Unicorn bit.
Okay. Come on, Charlie.
No.
Let's do a Charlie the
Unicorn
bit.
No, we're not doing it. We're not doing a Charlie the Unicorn bit.
So, like, I'm cool. Like, I think we're both in the same boat. That's pretty fucking rad. There's our explicit, so we're good. No, you're not going that
I'm
way.
Not going to that lane. I bet you go ahead and fuck yourself with Ghislaine over here.
That's cool. I would love to see, like, a Shadows of the Empire movie, though, like, between Empire Strikes Back and...
You're doing it? Okay. Just, just sitting up there. Just put your car
and,
in
And The Return of the Jedi. So...
I wish I'd known about this. I would have gone the other way.
The other way.
The other way.
Looks like it's fine.
I wish I'd known about this. Maybe I would have gotten the other way.
I can't think of any other, like, stuff that is actually canon still that I'd want to read or want to see. So I'm, like, kind of excited also to see what they're going to come up with next.
What's fun is that we get to create new canon. That's the part that excites me.
Yeah, like, it's people who are originally Star Wars fans now making Star Wars stuff.
And they're pulling the best parts of the historical canon, the Legends universe.
Yeah.
But they're not. They don't have to hold on to the other parts.
Can you explain that a little bit?
So, like, there are some characters that appeared in Force Awakens and in Rogue One, as I understand, that exist in the Star Wars canon that was retconned away. The Legends,
quote unquote. Oh, cool. Yeah, and Admiral Thrall is actually in Star Wars Rebels, which is a character who's also retconned away. So.
And so, I think it's important. The outrage, let me step back here and just be prescriptive Kendrick. Prescriptive Uncle Kendrick.
Can you give yourself some medicine? Get it? Cause you
can because drugs.
Because that's stupid.
I want more drugs. Can I get some barbiturates, please? I completely and fully understand the outrage when they first announced that they weren't making The Force Awakens as the historically known canonical Episode 7 about, what was it, Luke and their kids and something. Yeah. I completely understand why they did not want to do that, because a lot of that... I completely understand why people were pissed, because these things were accepted and considered to be the canon story.
But they also had abolished the canon far before The Force Awakens was announced.
Sure, but I mean, I understand why people were upset that this huge world that we'd all worked together to create was basically just kicked in the dick and then withdrawn back, because it was... The Star Wars extended universe and universe, like the whole system of organizing what was considered canon, what was not considered canon, what was sort of considered canon that didn't really matter because it didn't have any influence over stuff, was probably one of the best communities of organizing things, because there were dozens of people contributing to that during the universe. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty cool. So to hear them say what sounded like, nah, we're ditching all of it, none of it counts anymore.
Yeah, it sucks.
Sucks. But, on the other hand, go back and look at the details and you look at how it's being handled right now, they're still letting that universe thrive. It's just thriving under the Legends name. It's still there. Okay. It's still considered canon. It's just considered canon in this Legends universe.
Like, kind of like Marvel Ultimate, the Ultimate Universe versus like the main storyline. Okay.
Yeah. And that's, they probably took the concept from Marvel, to be honest, because now Disney owns all the
things.
Whoa. They love. Like, so they're, that Illuminati. You can still continue to go with that. And there's nothing bad about that. It's just that it's not the same universe, which is what they're used to be honest, because there used to be three canonically accepted universes, if I remember correctly, for Star Wars canon. There was the main, like, this super canon, like regular actual canon stuff, which was the movies, the Clone Wars, and I think there might have been a couple of books here or there that were, like, considered totally blessed by that. Okay. Then there was, like, the extended universe, which had a whole lot of other stuff and was considered canon, but you're never going to see movies about these characters.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of other authors, there was a lot of, it was all over the place, right? Uh-huh. And then there was, like, the, we don't count this, this is just fucking around.
Like,
which
the,
is
Jedi,
where, like,
Prince,
the Jedi Prince. Which is, like, we're not keeping a dick of that.
In the Jedi Prince, there is a Hutt Jedi, right? And he fights Leia, and
I thought he got killed by a robot version of Leia.
Sure.
It was like that kind of shit.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
The Emperor has not one, but two Triclops children. It's like, it's the worst kind of fanfic.
It is. It's like, I mean, I don't know when fanfic started, but definitely part involved is the Jedi Prince series. Yeah. It's like a fanfic that got turned into a book or inspired fanfic for ages to come.
It's pretty much...
fan fiction, it's for also, all you who don't know.
Yeah, it's also young adult oriented, I think, so that just makes it even easier for it to be garbage.
Yeah.
Not that all young adult fiction is wrong, but there's a lot of shitty young adult fiction out there.
And actually, that's kind of funny, too, because a lot of young adult stuff, like, some of the newer young adult stuff comes directly from like popular fan fiction.
Yeah.
Like what is like Fifty Shades of Grey or whatever. I don't know if that's young
adult. I don't
adult,
know if that's young adult.
But like, yeah, no, I mean, come on, people read whatever they want. Books
that's
are
true,
not,
but I mean the stuff targeted at young adults.
Yeah.
Can sometimes be really good and can sometimes be really awful. Like, I mean technically the Hunger Games was a young adult.
Yep.
And that story is pretty compelling. The movies that were made were pretty good. The story and writing ain't too bad. I mean, Harry Potter's young adult, right? So that's some of that stuff can be really good, but then some of it is just schlock garbage or schlarbage.
Wow.
And yeah,
it's Sitsaw creating new terms,
making new words. That gets to go to the tag cloud, Kendrick. Tag cloud's been kind of light lately.
Oh.
Now you got schlarbage.
There you go.
And that's probably going to come up on some Rick and Morty thing. Schlarbage.
Before we get into Rick and Morty.
No, I wasn't. To get back to the Star Wars thing, before we launch too far off, what I was saying was, I understand people not being upset, but more than anything, I understand why they did that.
Why
they decided to cut a new path of canon. And it allowed them to take the parts of the canon that they liked and discard the parts that they couldn't write well with.
Just like Star Trek did.
Exactly like Star Trek did. And it allows them the freedom to use good ideas, but without being shackled by the weird ones.
Yeah.
Like, there's
a
lot of shit.
What Marvel could never do. Like, I don't think that you could even... I don't think even now you could do something like that in Marvel. X-Men tried it, but the problem is that there's already stories about time travel affecting things in X-Men. So, like,
right.
How they did in Star Wars or Star Trek won't even necessarily work in an X-Men comic. Because there's like, oh, wait, you're talking about that one comic. You're like, what the fuck?
I actually think that Marvel, surprisingly, has done this in a much more subtle way.
I'm sorry, I said Marvel and X-Men, but that's more Fox. I don't really know that they're dissociated. They're kind of Marvel,
I mean specifically, like, of the last 5, 10, the whole MCU, right?
Mm.
None of it is perfectly following a single comic book.
No, it's its own universe.
And it allows them to pull the best.
But like, the difference is, though, is that without having revoked the canon that it could be based on.
And that's where I think Disney mishandled the message. Mm. And maybe they didn't do it. Maybe it was the nerds that got mad. Because I have to go back and reread like the actual press releases and stuff. Because once Kotaku gets all... Well, I'm not gonna, but for me to speak with authority, I'd have to do that. So I'm just kind of speculating. But as I think about it, I remember that when I read about that, it was places like Kotaku or whatever the fuck the equivalent of Kotaku for not video games is anymore. All that BuzzFeed and shit. And all these people that were just churning out garbage and they were butthurt. And it was like, well, hang on a minute. What do they actually say? What they actually said was probably more along the lines of, for episode 7, we're gonna do some new stuff now. And we're not really going to strictly follow the existing canon, but we're going to probably preserve all that stuff under a different title, like Legends or something.
You're like, I can't believe they're
and
destroying
like,
it.
They're burning every book that says Star Wars on it. George Lucas is putting Ewoks everywhere. It's like, wait a minute, this
that
got out of hand.
Perfectly segues into what I wanted to talk about next, which was another thing I saw, of course, on Facebook, where it was like, due to the success of Rogue One, George Lucas is directing a sequel.
No!
Did you hear what I said, though? Called
yes.
A New Hope. Okay.
I know. I like that, but I had to still do no because that's my gut reaction whenever I hear George Lucas is directing a...
I don't know. He directed the first one, right?
Kind of.
He's kind of had his hand in stuff that I enjoy, so I can't be too mad at him. And, like, I don't know. I'm not in that, like, hate George Lucas boat, and maybe I should be, but I don't know enough about it to hate it.
I've got a deluxe cabin on that boat.
Dude, I'm just like, hey, well, thanks for, you know, creating something,
well,
or, like, being part of something that's so great.
I guess, but then the lead gaffer should also have your respect.
Yeah, no, I think anybody involved in, like, Star Wars has been involved for multiple large story arcs has probably a bunch of my respect. If I would meet them or know them, but I'm not going to, like, remember every name. I'm going to remember the names that they show me in my face because I'm American. Because I'm a sheeple.
As opposed to...
Gaffer number one, Jiminy Jim Jobs.
I know, but, like, what does that mean? That Korean people remember everybody who's... I just don't know what the American thing is.
Oh, because I'm fed information and I don't question it.
Oh, okay. Not at all, like...
Or rather, I'm fed information, and I don't go research anything about it. I just believe what's told me in my face.
I think what you mean is that you're a person.
No! Oh!
I don't think Americans have an exclusive...
Doing it right now.
Oh!
We don't have, like, the...
Anywho, yeah, okay, so, I mean, George Lucas hating all well and good, but, yeah, Yes, that was funny. The George Lucas going to direct a sequel.
Somebody.
And my butthole pucker when I started reading that sentence as well.
No, I didn't see that because it was like a shortened version, so I didn't see it was called The New Hope. So I was like, oh man, like what's going on here?
Yeah, that's why I saw that.
He's going to die before he finishes.
And then
that.
When I got to the New Hope, I was like, ah.
Somebody actually believed that was true. Like he was going to either call it A New Hope or redirect The New Hope or re-release.
Well,
New Hope
to be fair, it's not unfeasible that he would want to remake his movie.
Because he already did it once, technically.
Twice. He's re-edited and remastered that movie. He re-edited it, and then he did because he did the remaster, and he tried to change some stuff, and then he went for the full balls to the wall CG injection game. Which
makes me think
I want to fast forward to 10 years in the future. I can't obviously because I need 10 years of movies between me and then. But I want to go back and look and see how Tarkin and Leia look to me in 10 years in the future.
That's such a fucking dog fart to me. I don't know if that's
I don't want to know because it doesn't bother me. But I don't remember how much I was bothered by the CG in the original remaster editions. But now it looks dated and crappy.
Well,
unequivocally, it looks dated and crappy.
You go back to it does because it's like bad.
It just looks bad. But at the time, I don't remember if I thought that it looked bad or not. I don't know. I don't have the accurate memory to say with any degree of sincerity. But I guess what I was trying to say with the other thing was that we get the fun part of having, oh my god, that's so-and-so. Oh, this look at this Rebel fighter. That's actually this guy. So we get to have all the fun of recognizing characters from the extended universe.
That is actually cool. I like that they're doing that.
But we also get to have the fun of, I legitimately don't know what they're going to do next.
And it causes, yeah, exactly. So that's perfect because it causes a amount of, kind of different speculation. Not what's the story going to do, but I wonder how they're going to incorporate Mara Jade because she used to be Luke's wife, right?
Yeah.
Or I wonder how they're going to talk about Kyle Katarn in this story because he's like a smuggler Jedi from the planet Nabzu. Or something.
Yeah.
And you can change stuff around.
And it'd be like, maybe there'll be a guy who does a lot, who takes those characteristics that we liked about him and is a different person.
And as far as so there's a lot of decent Star Wars games out as well. And some of them are games that have regular releases for new product. It's kind of cool when you have these kind of alternative universes happening because you can release new versions of old cards and new versions of old, you can new expansions and things like that where it changes up the universe and plays it in a different way. So I'm really excited to see how, the new canon affects the games I play.
I personally think that it's never been a better time to be a Star Wars fan.
Oh, yeah. That is absolutely true.
I have a tiny, teensy-weensy bit of anxiety about the next Star Wars movie because they've had two awesome successes as far as
Marvel was
I think critical successes.
Way, right?
They made money on Rogue One, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to spell Rogue. I don't know how to spell words.
That's one of the tags in the last one.
I don't know how to spell words.
You don't know how to spell words. Or you don't know how to spell Rouge, I think. That's the one there. I think they made money at it, and I thought it was a slam.
On Rogue One?
Grand slam, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because there was that whole, anti-Rogue One movement, right, that was excited that the movie made...
But
$300 million in the first weekend, and you're like, if I made that, I'd be pretty happy.
But I don't know if that's their concept of success for these things is pretty high.
No, they were pissed off about that, but I think you're right. They didn't nearly make as much as Force Awakens the first weekend, but
I don't think it did nearly as much. But Force Awakens was also world record breaker.
Here,
so
let's see.
Go to Box Office Mojo and check.
Fill the air.
Fill
the air with words while I. No, not.
Asphyxiate.
You're supposed to say when I start choking.
Don't
you failed
choke
me.
On your ideals. Or no, on your aspirations.
One of those two.
I don't fucking.
Don't fail me for the last. You failed me for the last time, or don't choke on your aspirations.
I have altered the deal. Pray I don't alter it further. I think that it was a success, which means they're going to continue to put good resources on it, which means they're going to continue to crank out.
Well, they've committed to one
stuff.
Year, right?
I guess so. I mean, what I'm looking at is two things, right? When you make a movie that nerds like...
Okay, go ahead. No.
Well, when you make a movie that nerds like, they don't always make another one. Because it wasn't necessarily commercially viable. And when you make a movie that's commercially viable, like 50 Shades of Grey, it doesn't mean that I want to watch it ever again. And it might make my butt hurt. So this looks like it might be the intersection of those two things, which means we get another thing like the MCU, which has made movie going wonderful for me.
It made about $500 million as of today.
And it only cost what? $70 million
Well, because I thought I heard some statistic that was like, it actually was doing pretty well relative to Rogue One. It was like three or four spots below it.
Relative to Force Awakens.
Oh, yeah, Force Awakens, sorry.
Oh, the thing about Box Office Mojo is you can get easily lost because it's nothing but reports and charts and shit. And you can easily get turned, like, it ranks the Star Wars movies. There's a whole section there for Star Wars movies.
Oh, okay.
And it might actually, I think Force Awakens.
Where does it say how much it costs? Production budget was $200 million.
$200
million? Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. This is real life. You spend $200 million on. I've spent $200 million.
That's not true.
I did it again. I've spent it again. Maybe unlike Brewster's Millions, but I gotta keep it all. Or don't gotta keep it all, sorry.
Oh, shit.
The people are like, spend this $200 million or we'll kill your family. I'm like, okay, I guess. Buy $200 million store items.
No, because remember, Brewster's Millions, the rule is you can't keep anything at the end.
Yeah, that's.
And you can't throw anything away.
But I don't get the money afterwards, is what I meant.
Oh.
I just get to spend $200 million.
Got it.
Every snap. I have an Amazon Alexa set up to just buy it.
It's pretty much nothing like Brewster's Millions.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen the film, so I just assume that.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know about it.
You gotta go back.
Because of the memes that are generated from it, which are zero or very few.
I actually really like that movie. It's kind of a fun thought experiment, to be honest, because the deal is he gets some ungodly amount of money, and it's probably a little dated as far as the number, because it's like, you've got $25,000, and it's like, okay.
How do I spend all this money?
Yeah, it's like, what can I possibly spend it on?
Cheeseburgers are only 10 cents.
Yeah, that's so many cheeseburgers.
This is going to be an
interesting transition.
Damn it.
The Brewster's Millions is fun because he gets this big pile of money, and he has 30 days to spend it.
I always forget the caveat because, like, he can't keep anything he buys, but he has to buy cool stuff, right?
At the end, when they first meet him, he's actually completely flat broke.
Yeah.
And it makes the math easier because he's supposed to start with as much money as he ends with. And at the beginning, he's literally just destitute. He lost his job, he's going paycheck to paycheck, lost all his shit, so he has nothing but the clothes on his back. And so at the end of 30 days, he has to end with nothing but the clothes on his back. He can't own any stock. Can't have any cash, can't have any stuff. He also can't throw anything away, like just destroy something intentionally. And he can't just give the money away. And more than X percent, like it was like 5%, you just give to charity. He's like, okay, cool. But he has to spend it all, and he can't tell anyone why.
Oh, so like he can't say, like, I'm doing this because I want to get a bunch of money?
Yes.
Can he tell people that he loves them and he wants to throw a party for them?
He can only give away.
What does give away mean? Like, if I throw a party for 50 people, do I get to keep Brewster's Millions?
I think you can do that.
Okay.
I think a party counted. There was a group of accountants that were following him around to watch him, and I think they would tell him if it was okay or not. I don't remember, but
awesome.
There's some really good parts, and I don't know if you're going to get around to watching it. So
I would love to watch it, actually.
Okay.
I watched Superman 3, and
so I won't spoil it.
What is his name?
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor's in it, and he's the funniest character. If you have not seen, so this is a large tangent we've gone off on, but if you have not seen Superman 3, it is so bad, it's worth like the $5, $3 rental on Amazon Prime. Definitely watch Superman 3. Because, yet again, Richard Pryor plays an awesome character that is just typecasted to Richard Pryor, but he's different than every other Richard Pryor character. I don't know why that Richard Pryor can do that, but nobody else can.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. But he plays a guy who is basically, again, down on his luck, doesn't have a job, just got, you know, not re-extended on his, like, unemployment. But he figures out that he takes a class on programming, figures out that he can just program. Like, he can just write code. He can make computers do whatever he wants.
He's a genius.
Yeah. Well, but he's not. He's really stupid. But whenever he sits in front of a computer, he just types and things happen.
He's hack time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so this corporation hires him to, like, you know, do all this stuff and manipulate these things. And he ends up fighting Superman and creating the supercomputer that starts eating people. It's absolutely fantastically bad. And Superman fights a version of himself because Richard Pryor creates bad kryptonite with tar instead of whatever kryptonite has in it. And it's just beautiful. But yeah, so millions of dollars were spent making Star Wars, and it got millions of dollars back, but only about 150% profit or whatever.
Yeah, but so. I still think it was considered a success.
I do, too.
And it doesn't even matter if it is or isn't. If they consider it a success, then they'll continue making the movies.
Yeah.
If and the fans seem to have liked it. I've heard minimal amount of griping.
Yeah, I think there's so much momentum for Star Wars at the moment that even if they hit it like a, what they would call maybe a dud, they'll probably just keep making movies because a lot of people felt like Iron Man 2 was kind of a duddy. It was duddy, deadish.
I had heard that, yes.
And a few of the other ones that came out, like the Hulk, probably. Well, I mean, they didn't make another Hulk, but they kept putting him into the MCU, right? So I'm wondering if, like, they're just trying to maybe build up some canon.
I've heard of some people that weren't super jazzed about Ant-Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they can go, you know, well, watch I mean,
like,
it again.
They weren't like, this is awful, but it was like, meh. Like, they just weren't enthused. And I liked it, but...
It's in my top three. I don't have, like, a real ranking, but the top three are Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, and Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy. Defenders of the Universe.
I have a pretty serious obsession with Iron Man. Like, as a character, I identify with Tony Stark way too much. I really like that he's flawed. I like that he's really not a nice man in a lot of ways, honestly. I really think he's a fantastic character because of that. He's exactly as smart as he thinks he is.
He's very pragmatic, too, later on. Like,
yeah,
it's like, we need to do this because blank.
Yeah, and it's like, you're killing a child. I know. It's like, Tony, I don't think that's okay. He says, well, I don't give a fuck what you think. And it's like, okay, are you sure we're still the good guys? Are you sure?
I don't know that Tony ever becomes, like, Punisher style,
but I understand what you're saying. But that, I mean, the Punisher's almost too far in that direction.
Yeah.
But I just liked that he's not a fucking shining fucking ray of sunshine. And he's like, oh my god, I'm so good and great.
Shining armor?
Well,
armor.
Because he's...
And he's not a knight or something.
Kind of an asshole sometimes.
Yeah.
And he's not... I mean, he fucks up. And I like that. But anyway, aside from that, so Iron Man usually figures there. But honestly, like, the Civil War was probably one of my favorites, just for the
actually,
arc,
so in the top five, it goes... Civil War and Iron Man 3 are right underneath it. Yeah. I like Iron Man 3 a lot. It's probably one of my favorite Iron Mans, because I feel like it's Tony Stark.
That's the story arc.
Not... Iron Man, it's like how Tony Stark saves the day, not how Iron Man saves the day. But
he definitely Tony Stark's his way into and out of that whole problem.
Suffice it to say, I think we're both really stoked that Star Wars movies are being made again.
Again, time to be a Star Wars fan.
Both stoked that it's not something that people can easily predict what's going on. It's kind of a new surprise and exciting every time.
It's fun to not know what's coming next, and that's what's nice. And that's... Honestly, that's kind of what made the Marvel Universe fun, too, is the same thing. Is that we don't really know where they're going with it. Like, we know there's Doctor Strange now, but we don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to do... Which of the many Doctor Strange stories are they going to explore next?
I think it's nice, too, because it gives them a little, like, fan leeway for people not to be like, well, this sucked compared to the book, and this is why. And you're like, well, it's not supposed to be. Like,
and that's probably one of the best creative decisions made in Hollywood.
Yeah.
When they realize they don't have to follow a comic book.
And so on top of that... We have people making what we would call original film again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not film that's been adapted or film that's been, like, you know, remade into other stuff. Like, we're not remaking old Star Wars movies or like,
we are making
adapting
new stuff.
This is brand new.
That's built in the story, in the existing world.
So think about that next time you're, like, you know, saying that movies are, like, boring or there's too many adaptions or, like, there's nothing new coming out of Hollywood. Think about... I mean, guess I want to say this. Think about what Disney's doing for movies right now.
Right?
They're coming out with new content, like, in universes that have a very, very heavy... Established. No, I want to establish. Very rich, mythos, if you will. Meaning, there's lots of things to do. There's lots of places to go. These galaxies are huge. There's tons of stuff. Multiverse hasn't even been, like... Or, like, alternate universes hasn't even been talked about in MCU yet, and it's probably a good thing, but...
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's nice about it, though, is they can take the pieces that translate to film well and discard quietly the pieces that don't. Like, multiverse stuff, like, you know, how many times they've met alternate versions of themselves. Again, that's fun in a comic book, but sometimes it doesn't work in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, I think Doctor Strange is the finest example of that.
They've already actually done some of that. I mean, Doctor Strange is a good new version, but... the new X-Men First Class and X-Men, like, Days of Future Past, like, those are movies that break that barrier down and do it in a, like, okay way. They're not terrible.
No, I completely agree. I actually have to catch up on the last X-Men. It came out in
Apocalypse is okay.
Yeah, and again, that's the thing that's what I've been hearing about all of them. Like, that's all right. Like, it's not like...
For me, that's
Civil
all of
War,
X-Men, though, where
holy
it's like...
dicks.
Where, like, X-Men, yeah, all right. And there's a lot of mutants. They do stuff. There's stories. There's, like, passion and all this jazz. But
yeah,
there's just almost, like, too many characters to remember for me.
Yeah, so. What's funny is Guardians of the Galaxy is not that far off.
It is. But because X-Men has, like, 50 established characters.
Yeah.
And Guardians has, like, maybe 20 max that have ever been part of the team.
But at any given time,
I guess,
there's only 5 or 6 you're looking at. But, I get it. I see what you're saying. I think for me it's that... What came out? What was? I mean, compare Doctor Strange to Apocalypse, and it's like that doesn't even fit. I can't. No.
Yeah.
Like the movies, not the characters.
I know.
And it's like, actually, that would be a fun. But
okay,
anyway.
So who thinks who would win between Doctor Strange and Apocalypse?
I don't even know why we're having that conversation. I feel like it's pretty obvious.
I don't. No? The first mutant of all time, or Doctor Strange?
Sorcerer Supreme.
Apocalypse can, like, you know, he could, like, turn Doctor Strange into a herald of Apocalypse.
True. But I'm sure that Doctor Strange happens to have a particular spell and or bauble that specifically stops Apocalypse, because this one time he spent 15 years traveling in the Tibetan mountains to learn about the history of Apocalypse and how... Because that's how Doctor Strange rules.
That's true.
So, I guess leave that in the comments. Who do you think would win in a fight?
So Disney to Marvel, that's, or Star Wars to Marvel, that's how we do. So.
Yeah. I just think, like, The X-Men movies are just the sad...
They're not sad.
Stepson.
They're just, like, the
well, just,
like,
compared to the MCU.
They're the guy that, like, works at, like, organic bakery that's really small, as opposed to working for, like, being a CEO of a corporation.
I guess.
And he still loves his job.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, like... He knows that he's not succeeding at life as much as his, like, siblings are.
But he's doing okay, I guess.
Yeah, but he's, like, doing well enough that...
He's paying his bills.
Yeah, he pays his bills. He has a little fun here and there. He goes on vacation when he can. And, you know, he just loves his life. But he knows he's not, like...
But nobody else does.
Yeah. Nobody else is, like, impressed to talk about him.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I'm very still working at that bakery. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
You know,
let's talk about Gerald over here.
Gerald owns a multinational company.
He's got 3 boats.
He's got a boat in a boat. His boat has a boat on it.
Yeah, it's a little boat that you can put out when you're on the boat and you don't want to be in a big boat. You want to be in a little boat.
Yeah.
It's like a little boat that poops out the other boat.
Yeah. So anyway, that got even... That got weirder in ways than I wasn't expecting.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes,
check out
you.
Ethernet. We're doing Star Wars month this month.
We probably actually one more after this.
Yeah, yeah. So
enjoy.
Keep tuned. We're going to try to get people to write articles that don't usually write. So keep an eye out for
Might bring back some digital beard strokes.
You never wrote an article that told people you weren't doing it anymore?
Yeah, I just kind of stopped. sorry, everybody. I've been busy, as you all know, because you're all my personal friends and relatives.
Yep.
So you know why.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
So talk out.
Bye.